garden party to reminisce with my old friends. Chance to share old memories.
Now, Gary, I read an article about this song.
Oh, do tell.
So apparently Ricky Nelson was on tour at and performed at Madison Square Garden.
Right.
So garden party. Mm-hmm. And he was playing some of his new material and got booed or treated rather unfavorably by performing the new material. So that's where the song went to a garden party to reminisce, but they, you know, Cheryl, and so, you know, the song goes on to can't please everyone, you know.
Type so you got to please so, yourself, yeah. Yeah. They wanted to hear the old hits from the Ozzy and Harriet days.
There you go. So,
yeah.
A little bit of useless trivia for you today.
Somebody will win some money tonight, though. Or a beer, a free beer at least.
Yeah.
It is fall, the best time to plant, and we've been talking about planting, and came across an article about how zinc boosts your immune and all the things that we can plant. You know, there's some things on here you can't really do, like Alaskan cream crab, can't really help you with that, or oysters, but well, kidney
you could,
beans.
You could take us there, we could show you how to catch them.
Right.
I'll second that motion.
There you go.
Kidney beans, spinach, pumpkin seeds, I mean, those are all...
Spinach is all the spinach you're seeing in the stores now and probably across most of the country is being grown right here in Arizona from Yuma to clear up here to the valley. So that's a good one to shop local.
Shop local. But if you're looking to do your own gardening in a backyard,
yeah, this is the time.
A crop that does great. You're a little late on pumpkins. We're past that harvest, but you could plant those, you know, coming, mid to late spring?
Yeah. It depends on the timing, what you want. If you want a pumpkin for Halloween, typically probably mid to late July, early August. But, yeah, you could grow them all. You know, they're a warm weather crop. So you want to grow them, you know, starting in March probably, like other squashes.
And what about kidney beans? Can we grow those here?
You know, I don't know. We grow garbanzo beans here and, you know, pinto beans in some places. And so... I don't know why not.
And I see a lot of mushrooms. That one's on the list as well, out in the wild. And you're always told, you know, very careful.
You need to have somebody show you what ones are safe.
Is there mushrooms we can grow in our yards and gardens?
Well, they do have little. They have little kits. We used to get them in the nursery, and then you know, my dad would bring them home, and we'd grow them, and they're little covered. Little kit, you know, they've got to be in the dark. They're a fungus, so typically they grow mushrooms in caves, old abandoned caves, or old. I suppose they could grow them in warehouse situations, commercially, that sort of thing. So in the dark and in lots of almost pure organic material, so manures, composts, where you would think that fungus would grow, you know, so warm, dark, moist, wet. Kind of places. So if you can find the right place in your garden or yard to grow them, yeah, sure, you can.
You always see them, like you were saying, in a pile of manure when you're out in the middle of the forest up in the pines.
An old log that's decomposing or, you know, is rotting, coming apart. That's kind of the places. Lots of organic material in the ground. And typically it's, you know, during the monsoon is when they proliferate in the mountains, you know, So when it's moist and wet and you've got organic material and typically, you know, kind of a shadier under the canopy of a forest kind of a thing or down under the pine needles type stuff.
I know there are groups of people that actually organize and, like, go hunting them
they
together.
Do. They do, yeah. There are clubs, I think. They still exist. At one time, there was a professor at ASU, Chester Leathers. It was a microbiology professor that had a club, and they would go out and they would show you, you know, which ones were safe, and they'd gather them and you know, and have a fun day doing it. But if you can find somebody that can show you, you just want to be darn careful. There are some that are not good. Like I said, every mushroom is edible once.
we want the multiple edible times.
That's right.
Well, we do have a couple calls lining up, but we won't get them before we hit bottom of the hour news break here, but we'll come back and get to those. If you'd like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions can be sent to 411-923, or you can email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com.